You're listening to Roundtable. The hottest topic trending on Chinese social media right now is a tough question for ladies to answer. Who would you want to go out with? Gao Xiaosong, known for his wits and exceptionally unique looks, or the handsome heartthrob Wu Yanzu, or Daniel Wu. So let's talk about this tough choice.
Yeah, so like you said, this is becoming a huge thing. Basically, the good-looking guy or the guy with the great personality.
He's interesting.
And these kind of things. Yeah, for sure. And you know, he's interesting. That's it. He's just not – maybe he's just not boring. You know, he has this uniqueness. One of those people that maybe you find fascinating when you talk to them. I think you see a lot of these kind of examples. You know, what am I doing here? Ladies, take over. This is your scene. Who is it?
Yeah, so Mr. Gao Xiaosong is a Chinese host and musician, and also he is, correct me if I'm wrong, CEO or high-level executive of Alibaba Entertainment Business, and he's one very knowledgeable man, known for his big brain, and also, I guess, a rather large face, and no boundaries between the face and the neck, but he's also got very nice legs, and that is something that Chinese internet users have made sure to point out. And on the other hand, Daniel Wu, or Wu Yanzu, is the heartthrob for at least two generations of Chinese people, I feel. He's a big movie star known for good looks, a fit body, and also now he's a dad.
So get to it. Who would you choose, Hyun?
Oh,
you know, people can Google these names, but who do you choose? Fill us in. Come on.
Well, let's look at what Chinese internet users want first. What about that, Liu Mian?
Well, almost all netizens praise Gao's talents, but at last they choose Daniel Wu. And the funny thing is, I translate some of those words here. We cannot only pay attention to people's appearance. We cannot judge people by their appearance. Gao is talented, talkative, and humorous. He can bring so much joy to our life. Such a guy, very attractive. So, I choose Daniel Wu.
Oh.
This kind of thing really hurt Gao Xiaosong's heart, I guess, but he's super humorous, and he was kind of making fun of himself on the internet at the same time. And also people just making fun of him all the time. Like, good-looking people look similar. It's difficult to find an interesting soul. So I choose Daniel Wu.
Always Daniel Wu?
Yes, everybody. There's kind of... okay, it's okay, your leg. Your legs, Gao Xiaosong, look beautiful. We would definitely choose you as a partner for marriage. Some netizens tried to comfort him by saying this. Really nice people. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's really humorous as well, the Chinese internet users' comments on this. And it does bring up that discussion about is having the personality being interesting not enough? Can it not rule over the fact that you've got a handsome and fit guy sitting next to you? Well, Lumia, what do you think?
Well, I do need a kind of appearance to appeal to me, because I need to look into his eyes and talk to him and share the moments with him. So I would rather choose a handsome guy. But of course, if Gao Xiaosong's wisdom or mind is settled in that guy's head, that's perfect. That would be perfect.
So you just want the best of two worlds.
The combination.
And you know what's the most difficult thing, I suppose, for people to stomach is that Daniel Wu apparently is a very smart guy himself. He's an architect, and yes, apparently with a personality too. So here what's quite interesting is also that I think Gao Xiaosong is not going to be fretting over any of this, because he's a man that is very funny, as you can tell from his shows, and he is also a guy with self-deprecating humor. And that you can see from the selfies he's taken, as he's one man that is not afraid to show his face to the world, even though he jokes that sometimes with the photoshopping that he's done, the windows at the back look as bright as the sky. But for him, I'm sure Go Hyo-sung will take this one with a hubris laugh, I feel.
Mm.
Yeah, so we have our listeners chiming in on this. Oh, we've actually got a whole bunch of hardcore fans of Gao Xiaosong who are supporting him, unlike a lot of the Chinese internet users, I suppose. Mozi is saying, of course I want that interesting soul. And plus, I have really bad eyesight, so I can't see properly. And Yasin is saying, well, if the choice is these two, I've decided that I will live alone, so giving up on the right to choose. And also we have Zhong Yao Qian Qian Jie saying that, well, guys, you're taking this way too seriously. Daniel Wu, maybe he does have a really good personality. We don't know for sure. And some people think that looks and personality can't coexist in a person, and that does not make sense. And these days, I do want to point out one thing that is lookism, or how good looking a person is. It does bring a lot of advantages, and I think that people should be more objective about all of this. When look and a good heart are combined together, I don't think anything can beat that. And Leah Xiaohua is saying, of course I am gonna choose Gao Xiaosong, a man with a big brain, that is the new sexy. And Mua Ta Qi saying, absolutely Gao Xiaosong, I am a man, so handsome or not is not my first consideration. I've learned a lot from this guy, and I think if I'm a girl, I would choose Wu Yanzu. Because that pretty face could be maybe a priority thing. But actually, I think this might be a little bit of a misinterpretation of what women like, maybe, because I don't think, it's just one thing that we are
similar,
looking for.
Yeah, it's similar. Guys, they love beautiful women with sharp body, but those women should be you know, also smart, not too stupid, not to have no knowledge about anything. So they can be fun, and they can be beautiful, they can be sharp. It's the good combination that every guy would look for also, right, Ryan? What's your opinion?
I mean, I think this is a little bit more than all that stuff. But I mean, for me personally, I guess I would, I'm a Daniel Wu fan. I think he's cool. So I guess I'd go with Daniel Wu just because, I liked the World of Warcraft or the Warcraft movie. And I thought he did a really good job in that. So I'm a fan of him.
Yes, well, I'm a fan of both, I suppose. And we've got Bob the Pilot chiming in, too. He says, looks aren't everything. Way back when I was young, oh, I'm sure you're still young, mister, I had the opportunity of dating this girl who was absolutely gorgeous. She was even a contestant to a beauty pageant. But after dating, he realized that she was way just too boring. So that is a bummer, and they couldn't continue to date. And how can you not be boring? Well, we've talked about that earlier this week,